Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You are now tuned into Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr. I am waiting on my guest to dial back in. It seems like we're having some technical difficulties, but the enemy is a liar. So I had to call her and see if she can dial back in so we can get her live on the air. So if you, the listeners, will bear with us while we work through these technical difficulties, we know that the enemy don't want this word to go forth. She has a powerful testimony, but the enemy is trying to block it on tonight. So I need you all to be praying that we can get her through so that she can share her testimony and then share what God has placed on her heart to share with you, the listeners, on tonight in his word. So I'm waiting on her to dial back in. Minister Bishop Rosemary Jagru from Clydesdale, Louisiana. I don't know if she can hear me or not, but I am still waiting on her number to pop up my screen so I can click her on where she will be live. So again, I need you all to be praying because we know that the enemy don't want this word to go forth. Would you please bear with us on tonight? I had just spoke with her before we went live on the air. Again, we know there's nobody but the enemy. I don't know if she can hear me or not. While we're waiting on her to dial in, I'm going to try to do a music break until we can get her on. Please bear with us. Do not hang up. Please stay on the line. Do not go off your internet. Bear with us, please. No, that's not working either on tonight. Oh, my Lord. Wow, this is ridiculous. This is number the enemy. Whoa. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Bishop Jaru, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. We're in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus. The
thank
devil
you.
Is a liar. Ooh, praise the Lord. Okay, well, praise the Lord, listeners. I thank you all for standing by. We know that the enemy did not like this. He don't want this word to go forth. But because we are behind time right now, I'm going to do a quick prayer, and I'm going to go right ahead and have my guest,
Amen.
My special guest, Bishop Rosemary Jaru from Slidesville, Louisiana, is going to be sharing a powerful
Amen.
Testimony. And then she's going to go directly into God's word. I'm not going to do an announcement on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow
yes.
along with the woman of God as she gets ready to
Amen.
Share her testimony and deliver God's word. Eternal
Thank
God, Heavenly
Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are on tonight.
Yes, Lord.
We love you. We bless your name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that
yes,
you have the power over the enemy and no weapon formed against
yes,
us shall
Lord.
Prosper in the name of Jesus. Forgive us of
in
all
the name
of our
of
sins
Jesus.
And our transgressions. Heavenly Father, and forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions so that our work for you will
all
not be in vain.
Oh God.
And oh God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus,
so
that any
Jesus.
Listeners on the line that is not saved in Jesus'
Amen.
Name, let your word go forth with power, that they will hear your word,
Amen.
They will confess their sins, and as Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight, that they will be saved
Thank
in Jesus',
Jesus'
name, that you will have your way. Help us to decrease on tonight
yes,
so that
Lord.
You may increase in us, that you get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, my special guest is none other than Bishop Rosemary Jaru from Slidesville. I think it is Slidesville, Louisiana. I'm going to have her share with
yes.
the listeners on tonight. Would you please share with us a testimony first, and then after you share with us your testimony, if you can go directly into God's word. So listeners, please have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along. So could you share with us a testimony first, and then go directly into God's word?
Amen. Amen, amen. Well, one of my testimonies is that I was in love and lived with a man for 9 years, glory be to God, and he beat me breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And if I combed my hair wrong, I had hair almost to my ankles, amen. And if I combed my hair wrong or put on the wrong clothes or makeup, he would wrap my hair around his hand to hold me in one place for him to beat me. So one day we moved into our own house. And in this place, amen, thank you, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit, tell the story. In this, yes, Lord. In this place here, we moved in, amen. I went to Church's Fried Chicken, which was right around the corner, people of God, amen. And when I came back, he said I took too long, glory be to God. So what he did was he beat me in my face, and I fell up against the china cabinet, glory be to God. But I heard something shake in the china cabinet. So I pulled a drawer open, and it was a gun, amen. And I pulled the gun out, and I started shooting him. Glory be to God. I mean, we done ran out the house. I'm running behind him, and we're running down the levee. In New Orleans, Louisiana, on Jordan Avenue, and it was raining, so I was slipping and falling. He was slipping and falling, amen. And I thought I killed him, amen. So when I went to go see it, because when he went down, he didn't get back up. So when I went to go see, was he dead? I slipped and fell myself. Glory be to God. And I felt in the mouth of the Mississippi River. Glory be to God. And they have this net that they drag the bottom of the river with. Amen. And it has claws like on it, prongs that go in your body, you know, to grip with. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So they pulled me up. Amen. And I woke up. Amen. I woke up in this strange place. Glory be to God. And in this place I was in, which was Charity Hospital, I know now where it was. Amen. I was in the basement. So there was no door to go anywhere. It was only an elevator to go up. So I got on the elevator and I got off on the 11th floor. When I got off on the 11th floor, I walked out of the elevator and started walking towards the desk. So as I proceeded towards the desk, glory be to God, gentleman, he had on all white. He looked like an angel. I thought I had died. Amen. And he told me, oh, dear, where you going? Come here. Come here. Come to me. So I walked to him. And as I proceeded to walk to him, you could hear something scrape on the ground, which I had a tag on my toe. And the tag on my toe had my social security number, and it had DOA 45 minutes. Glory be to God. So on that note, amen, then he was a nurse. He started hollering, come, y'all. This lady then came out the morgue. She's from the morgue. Glory, ha, ya, ba, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This lady came up out the morgue. Let's assess us. Let's see what's going on. So everybody gathered around me. They put gowns on me at the time. Amen. And I kept telling them I had to go because I kept looking at my wrist, which I seen a watch. Amen. Because at 3 o'clock, my little girl get off the school bus. Amen. So help me, Lord Jesus. Help the story. So I kept telling them I had to leave, so please let me go. And the nurse told me, he said, darling, we can't let you go. Your family downstairs, I need to bring you to your family. So I said, okay. So we all got on the elevator, me and about 7 more nurses and doctors. And we got off on the 8th floor, which was where all the, consulates was at. Amen. And then I stepped in the room. And mind you, my mother had 11 children. And my mother was in a wheelchair. I had never, ever seen my mother walk before in my life. Amen. So anyhow, I said that to say this, that when I walked in the room, my mother got up out that wheelchair. And my mother walked to me. And my mother told me that Jesus Christ told her that he was going to keep me alive, that he was going to save me. Glory be to God. So, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So on that note, I had 2 miracles, my life and also to see my mother walk. I've never seen my mother walk. And I was in my early 20s at that time, people of God. And I also want to say that later on, I have had this incision right under my navel. Amen. And I never had surgery there, so I never knew where the incision came from. But I learned from a bishop who's a mortuary also. And he said that they put the prong through your navel. Amen. So people, God, they had done cut me. They was getting ready to get my blood out of me, take all my blood out of me. Amen. I tell you, God is an on-time God. You see, he got me up right on time. He got me up right before they put the prong in me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I'm just so very, very grateful even to be here today. Amen. And then there's another testimony out here in the world. Glory be to God. Help me, Jesus. After seeing my father murdered, we had a home invasion. We lived in a Bukhari, and we had a home invasion where they blew my father's brains out all on top of my daughter. So I sort of lost my sanity. Amen. So I got out here in this world, and I was doing everything, some of everything. Nothing was missed to do. And I winded up being incarcerated. Amen. So I went to jail, and I was in jail 4.5 years. And while I was there, I never had an ID band on. I went straight from the streets to upper 27th Maximum Security Lockdown. Straight from the streets, straight to Upper 27 Maximum Security Lockdown. Glory be to God. And then the lieutenant came, and she gave me this black book. And she told me this is the only thing that I can have up there is that book. No pencil, no paper, no nothing, just this book. So, okay, glory be to God. While in this one-man cell, amen, I only was released for 1 hour, 10 o'clock at night, and that was to take a shower, brush my teeth. I had 1 hour, amen. So being there 4 years, glory be to God, the ladies taught me how to braid hair so that I could start, so I could get commissary and stuff, amen. So, because they used to, you know, they used to sneak the commissary, you know, sneak me candy bar, sneak me ice cream and everything, amen. And they showed me love. Yet we were inmates, they showed me love. They showed me the love of God. So while Master Security Lockdown, amen, I began to read the book. The book was the Holy Bible, amen, and I read it several times from Genesis to Revelation. And it scared me. I hated that book. If I'd have had matches, I'd have set it on fire. And then when I came to my senses, when God touched me and came to my senses, I realized that it was talking about me. Glory be to God. And so, hallelujah. So as I began to, thank you, Jesus, as I began to realize what the Bible was doing, amen, the Spirit of God is upon his word. Amen.
Yes.
So the Spirit of the Lord was upon me. Glory be to God.
Yes.
And I went to sleep. And I dreamt. I was following a man up a mountain. As I followed this man up a mountain, I only kept following him because he had a dress on. I had never seen a man with a dress on except my boyfriend. So, of course, I wanted to follow this man. So as I followed this man up the mountain, amen, he turned around. And when he turned around, the man ain't had no face. Like, it was like inside of something, like a light bulb. Like the sun rays, like that day. Glory be to God. But come to find out, I followed Moses up the mountain. Amen. And we stood in front of the burning bush. Glory be to God. And he told me to take my shoes off, that I was on holy ground. Now, as I looked down, people of God, I had shoes on. Yet I remembered being incarcerated. Glory be to God. So as the miracles proceed, hallelujah, hallelujah, I went from vision to vision to vision. I visioned Christ behind this big rock. Glory be to God. And an angel rolled the rock to the side. Glory be to God. And the angel reached his hand down and he said, look, see, he's not dead. He has risen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yet I went into another vision. While yet in that vision, hallelujah, glory be to God, the Spirit of God came to me. And he told me that he loved me and that he sent his only begotten son to save me, that he allowed the world to crucify him for me because he loved me that much. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And when I woke up, people of God, I woke up on the quad. I was no longer on lockdown. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And they said I was in a diabetic coma for 60 days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. But while I was on this here quad, they set me in a cell with a lady named Lavoris Bailey. Amen. And she had been in there 10 years waiting to go to trial. Amen. But she taught me about visions, about dreams, about signs and wonders. Every time I would have one, every time I would see one, every time I would see something, she would tell me, oh, if you see something, tell me what you see. She would break it down. So she helped me. She helped me better understand what was happening to me as God was transforming me, as God was turning me around, as he was saving me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. So the women on the choir begin, every time they go to court, they will bring my name and social security number to the judge, and they will leave it with the judge. Amen. About me. Glory be to God. So now I've been in there 4 years. People, God, Jesus fed me breakfast. He fed me lunch. He fed me dinner. And I, mind you, I wore the best uniform. The girls seen fit that I had pressed uniforms, so they were safe. Glory be to God. Perfume, lipstick, help me, Holy Spirit. They would take paper bags and roll my hair. So while I was yet there, amen, one day I had a vision. Corporal Landry came on duty. I looked at my watch. Y'all know you don't have a watch on in jail. I looked at my watch. It was 7 o'clock straight up. Okay, so enough, when 7 o'clock approached, amen, Corporal Landry came on duty. For 12 o'clock lunch, amen, they served an apple on a tray. Glory be to God. So enough, for lunchtime, the dessert was an apple. Glory be to God. 7 o'clock that evening, amen, the lieutenant came on duty. Amen. And they used to call her Bulldog. Glory be. They used to call her Bulldog, but she was the sweetest big old woman I ever knew. Glory be to God. And she came on duty for 7 o'clock. So the next day when she came on duty, I asked her. I said, "What's my name, Lieutenant? What's my name?" She said, "Your name, Holy Woman." I said, no, not in here. What's my name? She said, "Go get your band." She cussed me out. "Why you took your band off? You know that's against rules. I could put another charge on you." I said, "I never had one." I said, "I've been here 4 years, over 4 years, and I've never had a band. I went straight from the streets to upper lockdown." And so she said, "I got to be crazy. I done lost my mind." She said, "You know you done did some of every drug. So you might be having, you might be done lost it a little bit." I said, "No." I said, "Look me up." She said, "Well, you come on, go with me." So she took me with her to her office, and she couldn't find me in no way. The only thing she could find me was a juvenile record for fighting. Glory be to God. And she started crying, and I started crying. And I told her, "I've been in here all these years without an ID band on. I was across the street from the drug house. I wasn't even in the trap house. I was in the sweet shop getting a root beer cold drink." Glory be to God. And she said, "I'm so sorry. Who brought you to jail?" And I told her his name. He was the sergeant over the task force of New Orleans. Glory be to God. And she sent for him. She was so angry at him. And he looked one look at me. He said, "I remember her. I remember her. I remember that mole in her forehead." Glory be to God. And I said, "Yeah." I said, "But you come got me out the sweet shop. I was not in the drug house." He said, You're right. He said, "Well, I just thought you was with him." How about that part, saints of God? Amen. So, but I tell you, the word of God says sometimes we have to sit down in order to hear God. Amen.
Yes.
I needed to sit down in order to hear God, for God to reach me.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
So while I'm
yet
in this place, amen, and everything, they gave me an ID band. They brought me down, gave me an ID band and everything. They finally called my name to come to court. I went to court. The judge sentenced me to 70 years of hard labor in St. Gabriel for possession with intent to distribute, manufacture 2.5 kilos of crack cocaine. My knees buckled and I passed out in the courtroom. Glory be to God. Everybody had to went home but me. It was never my charge. Glory be to God. But I thank God anyhow. And let me continue with this. So as time proceeded, amen, her deputy name was Miss Baptiste. And I said, "Miss Baptiste, you got to bring me back in front of the judge." She said, "Oh, no, it's over with, girlfriend. You going to St. Gabriel." I said, "Girl, I'm not going to St. Gabriel." And I took authority over that devil in Jesus' name. Amen. And she cussed me out from A to Z. But guess what? She unchained me and brought me back in front of the judge. Glory be to God. And she told the clerk of court that I had a statement for the judge. So they called my name up. I stood back in front of the judge. And the judge told me, "I understand you have a statement." I said, "Yes, sir, Your Honor. I appeal on the mercy of this courtroom." in Jesus' name. I had no idea what I was doing, for I was on drugs. And the police forgive me. And the stamper went up, boom, boom. And the judge was no longer in the check. There was pillars of clouds in the check. Glory be to God. Ha, y'all, bye, bye. There was pillars of clouds in the check. And the voice spoke to the cloud and said, go and sin no more, for thy sins have been forgiven thee. Glory be to God. And then when the judge hit the stamper, boom, boom, the judge looked at me. He said, I suspend the sentence of 70 years of hard labor at St. Gable and credit for time served 4.5 years. He said, I release you today. So he looked at the clerk. He said, I want to release the date. I want y'all to let her go today. I want y'all to let her go. Take the shackles off her right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Glory be to the Most High God. And they couldn't release me because all the women would start a riot if I didn't come back. So they made me go back to the cell, amen, and they released me 4:30 that morning. They secretly snuck me out of jail, amen. And I just want to say one more thing. It's not a whole testimony. I want to say while I was yet in prison, God was showing me signs and wonders. Every time they put me in a cell and they shut the door, it would never lock. The door would never lock. They put in 3 motors and put me in 4 different cells. Every cell I was in, the door, it would close, but it would not lock. Because the Lord told me that I was free. And for whom the Son has been free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I'm just so very grateful. That's just a tip of it. Glory be to God. So my God is a good God. Amen.
Yes,
I have amen. We coming from Deuteronomy, the 27th chapter, people of God. Amen. Which altar are you? What altar are you praying on? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's go, people of God, 1-9. It says, then Moses and the leaders of Israel gave this charge to the people. Obey all these commands that I am giving you today. When you cross the Jordan River and enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, set up some large stones and coat them with plaster. Write this whole body of instruction on them. When you cross the river to enter the land the Lord your God has given you, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. When you cross the Jordan, set up these stones at Mount Ebal and coat them with plaster, as I am commanding you today. People of God, which altar have you set up? Today. Glory be to God. Think about it. Which altar have you built today? Glory be to God. When you entered the place where God was blessing you, did you set up an altar? A place that you go and pray and be alone with just you and God. Amen. And then some parents may say, well, I'm a single mom and it's my children all the time and I can't just pray with the children. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And I want to go on, and we're going to read, starting at verse 5. Then build an altar there to the Lord your God, using natural, uncut stones. You must not shape the stones with an iron tool. Build the altar of uncut stones, and use it to offer burnt offerings to the Lord your God. Let's hold it right there. In the book of Proverbs 31:1-31, amen, we are more precious than rubies before God. Come on, what stone are you? Glory be to God. What stone is on your altar? Glory be to God. Think about this, people of God. Amen. Is there a virtuous woman out there? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man of God, which stone are you? What stone do you have on your altar? Have you made an altar where you enter in your home, your man cave, where you bow down and pray to God? Will it be just you and the Most High God? Man of God, don't say I have to watch these children all the time. I can't pray. The devil is a liar. Yes. Not only can you pray, you teach your children to pray, and your children going to help you pray. Glory be to God. Verse 7. Also sacrifice peace offering on it and celebrate by feasting. Therefore, before the Lord your God, you must clearly write all these instructions on the stones, coated with plaster. Then Moses and the Levitical priests addressed all Israel as follows. O Israel, be quiet and listen. Today you have become the people of the Lord your God. What? We are the people of God? 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, turn from their wicked and evil ways. Hallelujah. Yes. Repent and be godly sorrow. Yes. Amen. Yes. God will hear from heaven. He will forgive your sin and he will heal your land. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Verse 10, so you must obey the Lord your God by keeping all these commands, what? And decrees that I am giving you today. Amen? People of God, amen? When you make your altar before the true and living God, amen? Glory be to God. God honors a sincere prayer.
Yes,
amen?
Lord. Amen.
Be mindful how you build your altar. Amen? Amen? Because sometimes we make other things our goal.
That's right.
Amen? And we can't do that no longer. Amen?
Amen.
We cannot. We cannot make idols our God any longer. It's been going on for centuries. It's time to stop and listen.
Yes. Yes.
Glory be to God. Because there's blessings and curses that go with this. Glory be to God. Glory be to the Most High God. And of course, you want to be blessed. Amen. For the Spirit of the Lord God, God said, Yahweh said, you're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. You're blessed when you come. You're blessed when you go. All your cattle is blessed. All your land is blessed. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
According to Deuteronomy 28, you are blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Now hold up, Bishop. People of God. What if you turn and walk away? I know you're not still expecting the same old, same old. And don't get me wrong, because God blesses. He reigns on the unjust just as well as he reigns on the just.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
Be to God. But it may take you longer to get your blessing than it would have possibly taken if we had been walking upright. People of God seek righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God said, without holiness, no man shall see God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get right, church, and let's go home. If he busts the sky open right now today, he's coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. If you have a wrinkle on you, wrong attitude, disposition, get it off. Help me, Holy Spirit. If you are dressing inappropriately, yes, it does matter how you represent the Lord thy God. Yes, it does matter.
Amen. Yes, it does.
Because if you look like the world, how you going to get the world saved?
Look out now.
Come on now, let's think about that. And First Peter, when it comes down to makeup, you're supposed to wear it moderately. Amen.
Well,
Be mindful which altar you build on. Amen.
Be mindful.
Think about it, people of God. Amen. So many want the blessing, but they will not change. It's time for change.
Yes, it
is. It's time for change. And in spite of, God has blessed each and every one of us abundantly. Anyhow, yet we not where we should be. Anyhow, people of God. But when the skies open, I want to tell you, I want you to think about it. Ain't going to be no more thinking about it. When that sky pop open, it is what it is. You either gone or you're not.
Wow.
Think about it. Ain't going to be no more give me a chance. Ain't going to be hold up. Ain't going to be time to change. Think about it, saints of God. Think about it. For the Lord thy God loves you. These materialistic things that we run after and make our God, it will not, it cannot, and shall not get you in heaven.
That's right. Amen.
It's just to make you comfortable here. It's for here. It's to make his kids happy here. Think about your daddy brought you to the playground to play. Come on. He don't care if you get your outfit dirty, you bust your slippers. None of that matter when your daddy's watching over you. And then daddy take you home when the bad water left, go everybody take your bags. Get your clothes out. Amen. He makes sure you're comfortable. Amen. According to Revelation, the 22nd chapter, this is not our home. We're visiting here.
That's right.
And while we're visiting this place, we're gonna let God get the glory.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Saints of God, tell somebody about Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Stop holding your mouth closed. And you hear the sister sitting next to you saying, I'm so tired. All he do is beat me. I'm so tired. I don't have enough food to feed my family. Dad, let me tell you something. Food stamps are quadrupling right now for everybody. And people still say they hungry. Why? Because their food stamps went somewhere else. But there's still hope, because they may sit next to a person like you who will tell them, look, Jesus is fishing for you. What you know about Jesus? Can I pray for you? Be a willing vessel for Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be a willing vessel. And people of God, I don't care how high you are or how low you are. If you have the, or if you are born again and you have the Holy Spirit indwelling in you, God will use you if you make yourself available.
Yes, he will.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. And I want you people of God, saints of God, and my family, amen, I want you to continually read. Please continually read Deuteronomy 27 and then go on and read Deuteronomy 28. There are blessings and curses. And guess what? Yes, the Old Testament still does apply. The same power it had trillions of years ago, it has the same power upon it.
Mm-hmm.
The same covenants are right, and the same covenants are in his place. Glory be to God. Get born again. Glory be to God. And I want to share with you, amen, my niece, 10 years old, amen. And she said, I call her my niece, my granddaughter. She said, Grandma, I have something I want to share with you. And I thought I'd share this with you guys. Amen. It says, be careful of who you trust, because salt looks like sugar, and sugar also looks like salt. Glory to God. She's 10 years old, people of God. And then she said, You know what dark and light is, but you don't know who is dark or light until they show it.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God. And she gave me one more. It says, just remember this. If God doesn't fix the situation, he is using the situation to fix you.
Look out now.
Glory be to God.
I know that's
she's
right.
She's 10 years old. Amen. And we know those things to be so. Glory be to God. And at the closing, glory be to God, at the closing of the word, amen, I want y'all people to remember about false altars. Amen. False altars will bring curses upon you, upon your family, upon your generation, from one generation to the other. Amen. It says in Deuteronomy 27, verse 15, cursed is anyone who calls or casts an idol and secretly set it up. Come on. Watch how you build your altar. Watch what you put on your altar. These idols, the work of craftsmen, are detestable to the Lord. Did you hear that? Yahweh said that they are detestable to him, and all the people will apply. Amen. Then it goes verse 16. Cursed is anyone who dishonors father or mother, and all the people will apply. Amen. 17. Cursed is anyone who steals property from a neighbor by moving a boundary marker, and all the people will apply. Amen. 18. Cursed is anyone who leads a blind person astray on the road, and all the people will apply. Amen. A blind person, people, God. Amen. Someone who do not know and possibly still can't see. Glory be to God. Because you needed them to help you get high. You introduced them to drugs. Be mindful. You don't know who belongs to God.
I know that's right.
Be mindful what you do. Because no one's walking with a sign upon them. Glory be to God. Then it goes on and it says 19. Cursed is anyone who denies justice to foreigners, orphans, or widows. Glory be to God. Just because they're from another place. Amen. And they were wrong. And you know that they were wrong. Amen. It says, cursed is anyone who denies justice to foreigners, orphans, or widows, and all the people will apply, will reply. Amen. 20. Cursed is anyone who has sexual intercourse with one of his father's wives, for he has violated his father, and all the people will apply, reply. Amen. 21. Cursed is anyone who has sexual intercourse with an animal. Amen. 22. Cursed is anyone who has sexual intercourse with his sister, whether she is the daughter of his father or mother. And all the people will apply. So people of God, saints of God, be mindful of your own actions, for you will give account for them.
Oh, yes.
It may not happen when you think it should happen, but God is always an all-time God. No stone going to be left unturned. You don't want to answer for that. Amen.
Praise the Lord on tonight. The message title on tonight, which altar are you? Lord,
amen.
Now that's personal. Only you can answer that question. I can't answer it for you. Who are you serving? So that kind of ties
amen.
In.
Yes.
I didn't get a chance to announce my spiritual food for thought for tonight, but I'm going to do it right now. My spiritual food for thought for tonight comes to a saying, choose ye this day who you will serve. Once again, my spiritual food for thought, choose ye this day who you will serve. Are you going to serve man or are you going to serve God? Because just like the woman of God just said, just like Bishop Daru just said from Louisiana, we all going to stand before God. We all going to give an account to God.
Yeah.
And we're going to give an account for the good deeds and the bad deeds, the good thoughts and the bad thoughts. So
that's
which altar are you on tonight? What altar are you? So I just want to say to Bishop Rosemary Jaru on tonight, my special guest, I thank you, awesome woman of God. That was a powerful testimony on tonight. If you listeners did not get a chance to hear her testimony, you need to pull up my website and go back and put it up and listen to her testimony. She had a powerful testimony, and that's why the enemy tried to block it tonight. That's why a little difficulty coming on the air on tonight, because the enemy knew that she was going to share this powerful testimony, and this word, he didn't want it to go forth. We thank God that God still got the glory. Through it all, God still was glorified through her testimony and through the word. So I pray that you were blessed by this word on tonight. So Minister, Bishop Jaru, if anyone that's listening want to get in contact with you, how can they reach you? Can you give that information as to how listeners can reach you?
Amen, amen. I am Fresh Fire Ministry, Bishop Rosemary Jaru, Slidell, Louisiana, 985-509-5064, and I am under the umbrella of New Destiny International Fellowship, His Prevalence, Kevin Horton. Amen.
Could you do that one more? Could you give that one more time? I want to make sure the listeners got that. Could you give that information one more time?
I am Fresh Fire Ministry. I am Bishop Rosemary Jaru. I'm from Slidell, Louisiana. My phone number is 985-509-5064. And thank you, Holy Spirit. I am under the umbrella of New Destiny International Fellowship and His Prevalence, Kevin Horton.
Do you want to give any shout-outs right now before I release you? Do you have any shout-outs you want to give out?
Amen. I want to give a shout-out to all Fresh Fire Ministry members. Amen. And I want to give a shout-out to all the saints of the Most High God, those that know me and don't know me, and those that love me, and especially my family. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. You were such a blessing to me and to the listeners on tonight. We know that God has gotten the glory out of this testimony. Again, listeners, if you did not have a chance to listen to the testimony that she shared with us on tonight, all you have to do is go to my website and pull up tonight's show. My website is all lowercase, blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. All of my shows are kept in archives, so you can pull up any show at any time on your iPad, on your computer, or on your phone and listen, go back to the archives and pull up whatever show you want to listen to, and listen to it all over again. And then not only that, but share it with someone else so that others can be blessed by this word tonight from this awesome woman of God. So if you want to be a blessing to other people, share this website to them and let them know that they need to hear this word and this testimony that was shared with us by Bishop Rosemary Jaru from Slidell, Louisiana, on tonight. So, Bishop Jaru, I want to say to you again, thank you. Continue to be the woman of God that he has called and anointed and appointed for you to be for such a time as this.
Amen.
Because he is most definitely using you to his glory. So we're going to close out in
prayer. Thank you, man of God. Thank you so much for having us on.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome, Bishop. I'm going to be in contact
God
with you because when the Lord gives me the green light, I'm going to have you back on again. Once the Lord gives me the green light, I'll have you back on
again. I would love to come back on again.
Okay, we got to check it up as soon as the Lord gives me the word. Okay, so stand by, for Bishop Jaru, stand by. Come God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father, that has gone forth through your woman of God on tonight. We know your word is true.
Thank you.
We thank you that you're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people for your glory.
Thank you, God.
We pray that should there be any listeners that have heard this word on tonight that's not saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer, our hope, and desire that something was said through your woman of God on tonight
Father.
That touched their hearts to the point that they will open their own mouth and confess their sins and transgressions. They would ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight, that you would get the glory through them. We ask Heavenly Father that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. In the
name of Jesus. Forgive us.
We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Heavenly Father, We thank you that you are the Most High God, and that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. And you have the whole all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We love you, and we thank you for loving us first. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works, and we know that it would never lose its power. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, listeners, on tonight, as I always say, remember and know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So I'm asking our listeners, please go to my, you can always, I welcome all comments and feedback from all the listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Once again, I welcome all feedback and comments from listeners. This is a worldwide ministry and platform, and I give God the glory for it. It's growing, and we give God the glory for it. So I welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. Email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Amen.